We're continuing on here with Jack Alston, director of the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation here, better known as Pottawatomie County EcoDevo. You mentioned here on the 1st of May, big job fair going on here with USD 383, and a lot of schools, I guess, have been doing similar things here to kind of help other companies out in our area.
Yeah, 383 got together with us, the Wamego Chamber and the Manhattan Chamber, about a year and a half ago, and they just bounced the idea off of having like an apprentice fair, which is going to be renamed a career fair. Because Michael Dortz, who's going to be the new principal, is very empathetic in the area of taking care of all the kids and not letting one kid get through the cracks, more or less, and providing employment right out of high school can help with that. So Michael and Katie Ball got together with us. We gave them a bunch of names of the human resource managers and of Joe, and with Joe Bruner of Kansas Works. And the next thing you know, with Craig Poe, who's now at Pawnee Mental Health, we were going inside the school and trying to teach the kids soft skills, resume building, how to approach employers, how to interview. And then the next step was to have all the employers together. So last year we had our first, quote, career fair. We had 25 employers, and it was just Manhattan kids. And this year, we knew what we had done not that well in the past. So we now had 40 employers this year, introduced them. And what jobs they had available. And we not only had kids from Manhattan High, we also had them from Wamego and Rock Creek and Blue Valley and Riley. And that's part of it is getting where the counselors and the principals and the superintendents know the importance of skills training and of programs like Work Keys and Work Ready. Then these kids are ready for work coming out of high school. Now, what we've done in Pott County is we've purchased the Work Keys curriculum, which is a step for those high school juniors to begin learning the Work Keys system and understanding functional and cognitive skills and how they deal with it. And it also helps develop soft skills. And our counselors, Gina Kugler, has been outstanding, and she's helped build the individual plan of study and wrapped it around the Work Key scores. And Crystal Hurla from St. Mary's has been able to do that too. So last year in 2018, Gina received from ACT, she received for the state of Kansas Educator of the Year, and Crystal received the award in 2019. So our counselors have been great. Our principals have been great, superintendents across the board. And that's kind of like the real keys. I've always thought economic development was, you know, in the 80s, it was the banks were the real agents of economic development. And then as I got into consulting, I realized that the superintendents had a lot to do with it. Now I think it's the counselors because they're interacting with not only the kids but their parents. And they can help educate the parents on what's really possible for that kid, especially if they have those scores, not only the ACT and SAT scores, but those Work Key scores. And that's so important. And the curriculum that are developed and the dual credit has been absolutely critical so that a lot of the credit goes to the schools and the personnel inside the schools.
So how does a parent or a student find out how to take the Work Keys test here?
Well, that's part of the Work Keys curriculum, and they'll find that out. And so we've got two high schools that wanted it. We're hoping that the others will. And then Manhattan High, it's a matter of working it out. It's the same cost across the board. And it's a matter of working it out with the chamber or whoever wants to purchase it for the schools. But it's $1,500 in Wamego and for 100 kids, and it's $1,500 for Manhattan High with, 400 juniors? Mm-hmm. So it's the same cost. And don't get me going. I mean, we suck. You know, it doesn't work that well for Onega with 25 kids. You know?
Sure.
But, you know, it's a whole system. And it's got to do with stacking credentials and moving up the ladder and understanding how to move those kids and using the work keys as a platform.
What are some other – I see you have some recommendations here.
Yeah. So what came out of the last labor analysis we did, which we completed in October of 2018, was that, you know, both Manhattan – Pottawatomie County and Manhattan businesses must continue to be actively involving themselves in the school district plans and partnerships, joint programs, and work keys testing. And then the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, which is essentially a Manhattan area chamber and Pottawatomie County Economic Development, need to work together with Kansas State, Human Resource Management Network, and others to develop diversity and inclusion plans, and also to develop plans for new sites, industrial office projects, because, you know, both in Pottawatomie County and Riley County, we're running out of sites, which is critical for us. And then continue to build on new amenities that want to keep our kids here in the Manhattan area, like recreation, safe streets, cultural activities. And this is a constant discussion in Pottawatomie County that we need to have.
And you hear a lot about that. Like, Safe Routes to School is a good example of that here. To that point here, kind of what are some other things that should continue to be happening in our communities?
Well, we got to continue to work closely with organizations on small business loan programs and developing new entrepreneurship programs, a program called an entity called Network Kansas. You know, it really does a lot for rural communities as well as inner cities. And we're able to develop these e-community loans, but it also has other programs like Destination Boot Camp. And Destination Boot Camp helps train rural communities on becoming tourist or destinations. And we have a lot of openings to do that. And then continue to visit with our existing industries, business retention and expansion, because they know what they need in terms of labor force. So it should be constantly visiting with them and discussing strategies for rural communities that, you know, it's so hard out there for the Onegas and the Westmorelands and St. George's when, you know, they have very limited resources. And we got to engage our elected officials more in understanding this process, this long, long, drawn-out process of economic development, which everybody thinks, like, takes a year and it takes 5 to 10. Mm-hmm. You got to start thinking about how many jobs we need in Riley and Pottawatomie County in the next 10 and 20 years, not just next year.
How much of that is engaging also some of these soldiers transitioning out of Fort Riley? Is that a major part of this?
Yeah. I mean, the transitioning soldier, you know, that's another interview. I mean, you got to get Mitch Foley in here from Soldier for Life and Transitioning Assistance Program and ask those guys those critical questions. The Soldier for Life program is all over the country, but it helps those transitioning soldiers, and it also gives them benchmarks and cost of living indexes on, okay, if you're from New Jersey and you want to go back to New Jersey, don't forget this is the type of wage you have to get. But if you stay here in Manhattan, this is the type of wage you're going to get, because they're going to be making a lot less money and benefits than they did when they were in the service. So this is an ongoing discussion, and, you know, some of the construction or construction-related companies have done well with transitioning soldiers. And there's others that have done real well with trailing spouses, with the full understanding that that trailing spouse is going to have their spouse you know, transferred or deployed at some point in time, and you might lose the person. But there's strengths about, with that, the trailing spouse, and then there's weaknesses. Now, with the KSU faculty and administrators, it's almost the other way around. The trailing spouse is probably going to be here for a very long time. So you ought to be looking at who's coming in and what the pipeline is, and if there's any possibilities with those trailing spouses.
All right. So, again, May 17, the Workforce Crisis Summit. That's happening at K-State.
That's at K-State, 1880 Kimball, which is the Blue Stem Grill. But it's not open to the public, sure. And you got to make reservations through either Jessica at EcoDevo or call the Manhattan Chamber and have them contact us.
All right. Well, thanks for all the information, Jack, and good luck with that summit here. Hopefully it goes well.
Thank you.